Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schock moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schock scores. Dickshot moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up beyond second. Schock can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshot. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Mayo scores. It's 2-1. Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Cullenbein moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh bunts for an out with unknown description. Michaels moves to second. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk bunts for an out with unknown description. Farrell moves to third. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schock moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schock scores. Dickshott moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dietrich moves to second. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Schock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbine hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. Greenberg goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lopat now pitching. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing left field. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.